Was my mic set up for a fucking midget?
Yeah, probably.
It was set up for me.
Yeah, well, we've actually been moving them lower so we can talk to each other more and angling them up.
Well, mine was angled down.
Oh.
Did we have Peter Dinklage on the podcast?
We did. We did.
Is that's Peter a midget Dinklage joke.
Ben seems on edge. Where are you coming from?
Work.
Peter Dinklage sounds like a bad nickname for a wiener.
Ouch. Yeah, it does.
Should this filter be in the way or not?
I would go ahead and move it out of the way.
Okay.
It's not really a big deal, but you guys don't need it since...
So, fun fact, guys, I think this is podcast 51.
Yeah, I think you are correct.
Yes.
Yay.
And I am Benjamin.
I'm Joey.
And I am Nikki.
And I'm Austin.
All right, good. Glad we established all of that.
Now, when someone is just starting to listen to us, episode 51 podcast, they're going to be really fucking confused.
I think it'll be, next podcast, they'll be like, well,
But Austin's a girl?
Austin's a girl's name.
That's true.
I
know a couple Austins who are girls.
What? That's bullshit.
Me?
That's not bullshit.
I know male Nickies, but I don't know a female Austin.
Tampa Bay Lightning ticket manager guy. His name is Nicky.
And then there's that one gay Austin.
Is there? Oh, that's right.
Austin called himself gay.
No offense to the gays.
Why wouldn't me being gay be offensive to gays?
Well, have you looked at yourself?
Your boyfriend is a very attractive man.
Thank you, Ben.
It is physically impossible to look at myself. I mean, I can look at my hands.
Can I look at your hands? You should be a hand model.
You want to look at my feet?
No.
You know.
Hobbit feet.
I start my new job tomorrow.
That's exciting.
In addition to my other job.
I am going to go open and close a bunch of bank accounts tomorrow. That's my work. Yeah.
I'm just imagining you opening and closing a bunch of doors.
I'm going to banks. I'm physically opening the safe, closing the safe. Opening the safe, closing the safe.
Have you tried turning it off and back on again?
Exactly.
When the bank manager isn't home.
Man, for 10 hours. the number of 10 hours. Okay, so this morning, we're at Nikki's house, and they wake us up. They put the song.
The What's Up song. That's what it's called.
Yeah, what's up?
By Four Non Blondes.
You know,
the He-Man song.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I was waking up to this morning.
It just propped it against the door.
Door. It's like, what the fuck?
Speaking of things that you're probably going to cry about until you realize what I'm actually saying. So I was on my way here and I was going fairly quickly, still obeying the speed limits. Again, still obeying the speed limits, Joey.
Obeying the speed limits. That's important.
Now, you know how there's that speed trap on the island? Like you drive by as you go to.
You mean the speedometer?
It's called a speed trap.
No, wouldn't a speed trap be when there's cops too?
No.
That's what I assumed.
But...
No.
Yeah.
A speed trap is just the machine.
Okay. No, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
So, I was driving, and I was like, all right, I gotta get there, and I look over at the little speed trap thing, and it says 50 miles an hour, and I look down, and I'm like, there is no way, and then I look in my rearview mirror, and this car is fucking flying up my asshole. I'm like,
Did it say slow ice?
Yeah, it says slow ice.
I don't know why, but it says slow ice, but it also says it, speed limit's 35, if you go 36, it's slow the fuck down. Really?
Quit breaking the law, asshole!
It's icy out!
And not only does it say slow down in all caps and displays it, but it flashes slow down.
Now, I feel like that's more of a distraction than anything good. Because if they see something flashing, they're like, huh? And they turn into the car next to them. And then
you know what they should really do is they should put red and blue lights on top of them. So instead of doing that, it just turns on the light and you have that instinct. Oh, fuck, that's a cop. Even though it's not.
That's also dangerous because you'll slam on your brakes and the person behind you is going to run into you. There's no safe method to do this.
Obey the speed limit.
There was another one when we were on our way here. We were taking the toll road, and they have one of those construction signs out that you can
change.
Yeah, but So someone it said please drive safe, and it was flashing.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm driving. I'm like, please drive safe. Oh god. I'm looking at it.
What am I driving safe for? Is it unusually dangerous here? Have I ventured into dangerous lands?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking construction.
We're like the traffic accident capital of the world.
Are we?
There's a city in Florida, but yeah.
Are you thinking Waldo?
No, I think I want to say Miami.
No.
Probably.
I believe
Miami, you'll get crashed into and knifed. like 8 times.
Or you'll crash into a knife.
8 times.
Sorry, officer. He ran into my knife 8 times.
I told him to stop, but he just kept doing it.
He was just really into it. I think he was a masochist. I don't know.
He's dead now.
Is that how you pronounce it? I always thought it was pronounced masochist.
No, it's or masochism. Masochist.
I have not a fucking clue.
It's a masochist.
Massive kiss?
Massive kiss. That's correct. So Vinnick raised $1.1 billion to put into downtown.
Riddick?
Vinnick.
Vinnick. Like, he's the guy who bought Channelside.
Oh, okay.
And owns the Lightning and part of the Chicago Bears.
The leader of Abstergo?
Yep.
He's not the Vinnick. Leader. He's like no the head what... scientist.
He's like the CEO. Vinnick?
No idea what we're talking
Warren
about.
Warren Vinnick was not the CEO. He was like a head scientist.
Don't use drugs. Chronological words. They're spoilers.
Spoilers!
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, and not only is it $1.1 billion, but it's $1.1 billion of Bill Gates money.
Wow.
Yeah. Gates. And for some reason, that's more impressive than regular $1 billion.
Yeah.
Because Bill Gates isn't a charitable person at all.
True.
Well, no, but yeah, sarcasm. But he's charitable for, like, Africa. We're not fucking... Oh my god, we're Africa.
Tampa? Yeah.
Well, I guess it's good that it's Gates' money, because it's not our tax money.
Would you say that he opened some gates?
I'm going to open your gate.
Open her gate? Do you know her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Ben, last night we sang Donut the Musical and you weren't there and I'm still upset.
Yeah.
And Amber was pretty upset because, like, it was pretty horrible.
Because I'm gay.
Yeah. And I'm we saw gay. The Hobbit and you missed
yeah, only,
it.
Yeah, only gay guys can sing well.
I probably should say. Oh, no, you guys were totally already disagree. At the movie before I even practiced, so.
Yeah.
I totally disagree.
What?
That... About the gay guys singing well?
You're saying that not straight guys can't sing well?
No, I was just making a joke because you know how
have
like
you
many
heard
people
Clay
assume.
Again?
I couldn't actually think of him singing. No.
What was the other one? Enrico.
Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin. Oh my
Black
god.
Cats and voodoo dolls. Okay.
Strange to me. Can we sing "Let It Go" too while we're at it?
Hey, never mind. I'm gonna say that for later. Well,
okay,
after the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, one thing I keep seeing, we were mentioning this before the podcast, and I wanted to save this conversation, but you were talking about how it was difficult to, like, save numbers to your phone.
Specifically more specifically emails, but yes.
Yeah, but through a certain service and stuff. But
yeah.
It's 2014, almost everybody has smartphones, and I see statuses on Facebook still, and they say, got a new phone... Don't have my contacts. Send me your number.
I have had the same address book since, like, my fucking NV3. Yeah. No, probably my NV1. Like, I have numbers from middle school that of people I just...
Yeah.
Well, what happens is some people get, like, new carriers and you can't switch that shit over. Which...
It's all backed up to the cloud.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
My cloud? Your cloud?
Look.
All of our clouds.
Bitch, what is a cloud?
Okay, Ben, I could take your phone right now, log in, and have all my contacts on there.
Yeah.
And I could get an iPhone and transfer all my contacts.
Do the same thing. Or you can even go from iPhone to Android.
Or,
you can go...
Yeah. Or you could be smart and never ever say the word iPhone again.
You just said
true.
It.
No, but... but really, you can... It's like...
You're good.
Like, you have to go out of your way not to save it to the cloud. Both Android and iOS, by default, save all your shit to the cloud.
Yeah.
And you just have to log into the same account again on your
not
new phone.
Not shit phones like this.
I guarantee you your phone does.
Does not, because I have, like, several people's numbers from my Galaxy not on this fucking phone.
Now, there's only one time when contacts, from my experience, don't save to your cloud, and it saves to your device, is when you send someone the V-card, not related
yeah.
to virginity. But it's a virtual contact card.
I didn't make any jokes at all.
You looked in my direction.
I look at everyone.
Oh, God. No, it's a virtual contact card, and that saves to your device.
Your virtual contact card.
Yeah. But yeah, I see it on Facebook all the time. And I try to help them out. I'm like, oh yeah, you can just sign into your account and load up. And like, I saved all mine to my device. I'm like, bullshit.
Why? Why would you do that? That takes extra work to do. I don't understand.
Sometimes it's set to default like that.
I think it's just a cop-out that they just want to get some girl's number on Facebook. That
I agree with that. That would make more sense.
Yeah.
But no, by default, it's not set that way. You have to establish you want to do that.
What about the girls?
What about the girls?
They just want to get random guys' numbers without having to ask for the number.
Yep.
That's yeah. So anyway, that's how that happens. So
that's exactly what I plan on doing when I get a new phone. I'm gonna be like, I need everyone's number.
Hey.
Hey. Ladies. Team. When we're in Vegas, I need everybody's number in case we lose you.
Yeah. It's either.
No.
It's either, I want everybody's numbers because I'm too shy to ask them directly, or they want to gloat that they got a new phone and they don't know how else to do it.
Oh, that's a very good idea too. That would make sense.
I would totally gloat about having a new phone.
This is Frosted Gaming's psychology session.
Yeah, psychology and music.
Or sociology. We're
we are psychological musicians. That's right.
No.
Oh.
No.
I opened up my DS today, man.
All of us are terrible at singing. We've established this through the podcast.
Music analysizers.
I'm not that bad at singing when
music
I actually try.
Anal.
I used to be in...
Music anal.
You know you can't spell analyze without anal. Which is funny because Freudian... I don't know. There was a joke I heard in psychology.
Freud fucked his mom in the ass.
That was a Freudian slip if I've ever heard one.
A Freudian?
A Fruitian.
More like Fruitian. A Fruity.
No
a
offense Fruitian. To the gays.
So, did you hear about the Mega Man Anniversary sale?
No.
It's on the DS. I didn't see it because I'm not connected to Wi-Fi right now. But I just opened it up like 5 minutes ago. And it was basically Mega Man Anniversary sale. So I'm pretty sure it's all the Mega Man games.
You were better off aiming where you started.
No, it wasn't even supposed to shoot off my fingers. But
oh.
You know how, like, when we used to do that in middle school?
The Hornets, right?
Yeah, those things.
You, like, fold up the piece of paper and then put the paper clip in it.
I shot my teacher with one of those.
I made, what's it called? Brass knuckles. Should I just, whatever. Brass knuckles out of paper clips.
Why?
Because it was
he really
cool.
Wanted to punch someone. And he wanted it to hurt as much as
yeah,
possible.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
There was a girl.
I remember I was really upset when my teacher made me throw it.
There was a girl when I went to high school that took a little thumbtack and put it in between her two middle fingers, like her ring finger and her middle finger. And she's like, high five everybody, and like stab people in the hand.
That's how you get AIDS.
Yeah, no, one of the kids at work tried to do that. I'm like, put that back where you found it before I smack you into next week.
Well, or shove it up your ass.
This one kid I sat next to in my science class back in high school
children.
Was talking crap about this girl, and she went to juvie because of it. Like, the teacher didn't like her, and no one really liked this girl that was doing it, so, yeah, she got sent to juvie for it.
Shooting a teacher with a hornet?
No, for stabbing people with a paper
clip. Well, good! That's how you get STDs and infections and flesh-eating diseases.
And getting pissed.
And getting pissed.
And herpes.
And herpes.
It's better to be pissed off than pissed on.
Agreed. And it's better to piss on somebody else than have somebody else piss on you.
Unless you're into that.
Unless you're into that.
Good point.
Joey, I'm going to go steal a beverage from your fridge.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah, I will take a vanilla Coke, please.
Oh, you have vanilla Coke?
All right, I guess four vanilla Cokes. I hope there's four vanilla Cokes.
I remember when they stopped selling vanilla Coke.
I know.
I got so sad.
Me too. I was so happy to see them back again.
Yes. And it came back, and then it went away, and then it came back again, and everybody expected it to go away again, and then it just like...
Yeah. Just casually stayed.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't marketed at all the second time.
Yeah. Like, I remember when it first came back out, and like, hey, it's back! And then it went away, and everyone's like, oh.
You know what needs to come back? 3D Doritos. Do you remember those?
No.
Those were so much better than regular Doritos.
Dude, no. Sprite Remix.
All right, bad news. We only have two vanilla Cokes.
Give it.
Nikki and I will share.
Okay. And then I have Diet Mountain Dew.
Ew.
Nikki likes Mountain Dew.
No, I don't want to diet.
Okay. Well.
It doesn't taste any different.
Yes,
it does.
Too.
It's like legitimately the only one that I can't tell the difference from.
It tastes different.
I'll take a sip of it, but I don't believe you.
One. I say, hey. What's going on?
No. I said 3, 2, 1.
I wasn't prepared.
No, 1, 2, 3.
It was 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. It's been a while since we practiced this. And apparently I can't drink out of a...
Yep, that's vanilla Coke.
Mm. All right, hold on. I want to try a sip of your Diet Mountain Dew. Okay.
Oh, yes. Life is good.
It's like a very, very tiny difference.
It's definitely different, but I would say it is less different than like a Diet Coke or a Diet Sprite.
Everyone says that Diet Dr. Pepper is not different, but I am...
I 100%
like,
disagree.
Okay, I like Dr. Pepper too much to try it out.
Diet Dr. Pepper's alright.
Have you tried Dr. Pepper Tin?
Yes. Fuck.
Nice.
You are the king of all people right now.
Oh man.
There's socks underneath you, use them.
Oh well, at least it's not a $1,000 computer. Oh wait.
The good news is it all got on the screen and not on the keyboard, so we are okay.
With the dirty sock.
I have a...
I'm gonna go get a towel or something. All right, continue.
To the people who matter, I'm just kidding. what was I saying? Oh, right. So I have this new job. And I'll be making a decent amount of money. What should I do first? Should I get a new phone or should I replace the screen on my laptop?
Replace the screen on your laptop.
Ooh. And why?
Because you've been needing to replace that forever.
But how often do I use my laptop?
You don't use it because the screen's broken.
No, I don't use it because I don't have time. I now work 3 jobs.
Get a new phone and an Xbox One.
Because your
phone... That's what I was thinking.
What's going on? Because
your phone works, and it's a kind of shitty phone, but it works.
Ah, I fucking hate this thing. I can't install any apps. Like, 0 apps. Like, I have Instagram, Snapchat, and that's it.
Gotcha. Because you are unable to?
And like... Spotify. It does not have enough room.
Oh, it doesn't have enough room. Hmm. Oh, does that not support an SD card?
No, it doesn't. I have one in there. It doesn't fucking work.
What?
All right.
Like, this phone is a piece of shit from the get-go. Fuck you, LGM90 or whatever this is.
Alrighty then.
But it was a big toss-up between getting an LG G3 and the S5.
I like
the G3.
I took the S5. I'm going that route.
I can understand either direction, because if the LG G3 had the same advantages as the S5, I'd probably go with the G3.
Do you have an IR blaster?
I do. Yes.
Okay.
And he has a laser focus, but this has a secondary camera focus.
Which is cool, actually. Oh, my phone's upstairs. Yeah.
And would your you phone use it? Can make GIFs.
I think my phone can,
and
too.
And creepy things.
Creepy things? Oh, because the GIF can pause in a part.
Yeah.
Same space.
But yeah, when you're actually like using, for example, when we made those videos the other night.
Yeah, I guess.
Which are going to come out fantastically. you can see the laser on them. Like, as it's literally focusing on you. You can see the laser coming through. It's pretty neat.
Like,
not in the video, in real time.
So like if you stare at the phone, is it infrared?
Like, if you're looking at the camera lens, you can see the red laser being used to focus.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, I don't know how to explain. It's like just a little little red dot is all.
I understand that. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's like the little red dot you see right before a bullet goes through your skull.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, it's just like that.
What?
Red dot sight? No.
Yeah, no. I know exactly what you're talking about. I have them for my guns.
You have green dot sights, fancy motherfucker.
But I have a red and green switchable dot sight on my
AR. What's the benefit to using red?
Red can be more visible in certain areas.
See, I've heard green is the most visible color of the light spectrum.
I have a white dot sight. Flashlight. That's a fucking flashlight. My
God. Flashlight. I have a flashlight.
Can you... focus white light that intensely?
No, you actually... Well, you can, but it is very hard to make a white laser.
Yeah, because it's a dispersed hard, like spectrum. Into, right. Yeah.
So, it is possible, but way more expensive than a normal laser.
I wanted to get one of your lasers, but they're up to $1,000 now. Like a really good 750 one is $1,000.
Yeah, my 1-watt laser, I bought it for $200, and I know it went up to $300. And now you can actually buy a double-edged, you can actually buy the double-edged one, because it's a, supposed to be like Star Wars double-edged lightsaber thing.
Oh my god.
But then you have to pay,
burn through fucking plastic.
Then you have to pay $200 for a tube on each side.
No, three, well, yeah, that too.
I don't care. I want a lightsaber.
So that's $600 for the laser, and whatever the cost of the tubes are to make an actual lightsaber, but it's legit as fuck.
So, actually, while we're on the topic of lightsabers, I watched a documentary on how to build a real-life lightsaber, and aside from the fact that it cannot be a laser, because there's no way to stop a laser will go on infinitely forever. It'll just
unless
cut
you put it in a tube.
Not that. What they did was they used plasma instead.
Yeah.
And instead of just letting the plasma go free-flowing, because it just burn everything... They put a conductive rod through the middle and surrounded it with a ceramic carbide that stopped that could block the heat from the magnets on the inside.
Huh.
So it was like a telescopic thing that shot out, and then the plasma went down that.
Ooh. Somewhere along it. Okay.
But to power it, they needed technology that won't be available for like 20 more years.
But why do we need a lightsaber? Like, why would we not just make a gun?
Because you can really cut through a fucking bullet.
Yeah. Or you could just shoot a giant mega plasma bullet.
Or you can cut a motherfucker in half.
Yeah.
But you could also shoot them in half.
And then he comes back as a spider.
Jerry, did you not see the motivational poster of the lightsaber?
No.
It says, when you absolutely, positively must kill every motherfucker in sight, accept no substitute. I will accept no substitute, damn it.
All right, all right. No,
see, with point. Lightsabers, they don't have any counterweight, though. When you're swinging that thing, it's just the hilt that you're feeling.
Yeah, but it's a, it's something about being in tune with the Force, and that's why it's so hard to use a lightsaber.
Oh, yeah, that too. But no, I'm just saying, like, if you were in tune with the Force and stuff and you used it, like, all the pressure, when you swing that blade, it goes directly to your wrist.
Because there is nothing else in it.
Yeah.
It's and that's why something about the Force and being able to handle that.
You've got to force it.
The Force is heavy, bro.
Yeah. Force? Do you know her?
Shut up! You drank the whole can. I barely got a few sips.
That's what I do now.
Guys, that's true. No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
I know, but
I don't want that either.
Here goes Nikki.
Wee. Do I need to call the ambulance?
Feed me.
Did that happen a lot yesterday too? While I was gone?
No.
No, but I showed a video that I took to the group.
Was it a video of Nikki saying "feed me"?
Yeah.
She wanted me to feed her chicken nuggets when I was doing my job interview, which was successful.
Not when you were doing your job interview.
Yeah, I was wearing the suit for my job
interview.
You
were wearing the clothes.
Was there a certain couch involved in your interview?
A what?
A certain couch?
Yes. Yeah, I was on some type of adult movie. I guess it's only a movie for only four adults. I don't understand.
By the way,
what?
I ordered pizza, though.
Nikki's mom, what's your number?
So I can fix her car. Oh, yes. God. Dude. Yeah. It doesn't get any better.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, Mom. Nikki's no, he's... He's
good. I think something bounced up in the
Hold
undercarriage.
Hold it together, man. This is just as bad as 2 days ago.
Let me scooch up under your undercarriage.
No,
see
I
what's
told,
going on under there.
I told my mom. She's like, I need Ben's number to fix my car. I'm like, no, Mom. He's getting to be my stepdad. No.
And so we're all just sitting there. We're just dying. I'm like... Nikki's mom
and then she's like, no, I need him to fix my car. I'm like, Mom, that sounds like a bad porno.
She actually says that.
This was all happening. That sounds like exactly like somebody who's gonna bang your mom. Her mom is gonna
this say. Girl here makes sex jokes to me when her mom is like 10 feet away.
I don't care,
no filter.
And then she's like oh, that's a really nice shirt, it's gonna be coming off you really soon.
Come on. You know where that shirt would look nice?
On the floor.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous.
It's like my Assassin's Creed shirt I got for you. She's like, you know how good that shirt's gonna look? On the floor.
So we are now all employed.
Yeah, go on. You're fucking adults and shit. I'm paying bills and...
Yeah.
Doing stuff.
I'm surprised I lasted this long.
Yeah.
Since I was 4 years old, my not admitting Jewish mom is like, here's some bills, pay them, be responsible.
I still value can't figure out your family heritage.
The worth of a penny. My dad's Jewish, my mom's not.
But isn't your dad like...
A rabbi.
Found Jewish, though? Was he born Jewish?
Yes. Like, we have, like,
yes.
Short ancestry back to Israel.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Short, like...
That's funny because they're short.
And the 40, my whole family's short except for two of my uncles, and I don't even know about that. Anyway, but in like the 40s or 50s, they converted to Christianity during the Second World War, and that's where I get the German part of my heritage.
Okay, but like Jewish with Jewish being an ethnicity, not a religion. Your father is Jewish.
Yes. Okay. And now religiously Jewish, and I too also as well am. Religiously Jewish, but not really. Oh, by the way, happy fucking Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah, happy Hanukkah, everybody. It's after sunset. That's like night two or something.
Yeah, this is
night two. It's night two, and Joey's still a shitty Jew.
Where the hell
Joey still
is
has
the dreidel?
No, Joey's a shitty new.
Yeah, I changed the eyes. I didn't notice until this morning. Like, I was like already left the house, like going home and looking at the group chat. It's like, a new. It must have auto-corrected, but.
Yeah.
Especially since it's like capitalized. Menorah in your house?
Not yet.
I'm going to steal it then.
No, I think we're going to light it tomorrow when my sister gets home. Because my sister disappeared to Miami. Yes, Benjamin.
I'm going to put a menorah on the Christmas tree.
We've done that before.
and hang dreidels as ornaments?
Yes. In fact, I'm pretty sure my menorah is currently on my Christmas tree.
Is it really?
Yeah, do y'all know how to dance the horah?
No.
Because I don't.
Good, that makes three of us. Four of us.
All right.
We're not Jewish.
I know, but like I wanted to know.
Can we make our own holiday?
I sing that song in elementary school for chorus.
There are so many Jewish holidays that people don't know about. We could just use one of them and make it popular.
Yeah, like your dad just told me about a new one I've already forgotten about that I've never heard of before on the live stream.
Can I get off of work for it?
Yes.
Yes, in fact, you can, because of Pastafarianism.
We're going to make it excellent.
Every Friday.
A thing. We're going to push government to make everyone not work and have off school on that day.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but what...
It's going to be a national holiday.
Can it be... Is it going to be like a winter holiday?
Can it be Nikki's birthday?
When's your birthday?
Nikki's birthday is a national holiday.
When's your birthday?
July 25th.
July 25th.
It's in the middle of summer break.
Shut up!
We can't get off in the middle of summer break. That doesn't count.
After you became an ordained minister...
I'm an ordained minister.
You really?
I am.
You can buy titles.
What do you mean?
Like honorary religious titles? Like elder?
You can buy them?
You can buy them for like $15.
I did not know this!
Can we all buy titles?
I feel like I'm playing Fable right now, because you can like go and like, oh, I want to be known as this now. It's like, okay.
I'm an ordained minister. I legally, in every state, I think except Texas, can marry individuals.
Let's do it. I need some dental insurance. Jesus got dental.
Fucking Christ.
That doesn't apply until 2 months.
Shut up!
2 months? 3 months?
Oh, are you getting married that soon?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because I need fucking insurance ASAP.
Are you marrying?
They have
Austin
sex insurance.
Too?
No, what?
Sex insurance.
You have sex daily?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird.
What?
Dyslexia. That's what I meant.
Well, I was about to say I have sex daily with my hand. That counts.
Which
what?
One?
Oh.
Sometimes I switch. Depends. Okay. Depends on.
So you can have Abby, Abba, Anada, Angel. You can have Angel Ben.
Yes, I like Elder. I like Elder Paris.
Can I? Just
I like Elder
Queen.
Apostle of Humility. You want a title of that says humility? I'm the Apostle of Humility. Yeah,
man, I am so down for this. Are you guys going to become ordained ministers with me?
Bible historian,
archdeacon, archpriest, archbishop, archcardinal.
I will be the archbishop.
All right.
Oh man, there's Brahmin.
We should
open. Let me guess.
A religious establishment.
That's the cow in Fallout.
Let me take a two-headed mutant wild cow. Guess. This does not apply to women.
Prince. No, there was
you can be a
Abbess.
Prince.
Abbess, okay.
For $15, I can be legally recognized as
princess!
A prince.
Princess! Oh my princess. God! I'm gonna be a princess!
Master of Ceremonies. Directress. Disciple Druid.
Druid.
I am so fucking
God.
Ready for this.
There's Druid, there's Emissary. Elder.
Can I be Doctor? Is Doctor an option?
No. It's missionary.
Because on my trip to Ohio, I am Dr. Paris on the flight out.
Evangelist, Father, Field Missionary, Free Thinker.
How did you fucking do that?
Because it's Friar. Like, when you put in your name,
goddess,
it's like prefix
done.
Mr. Mrs. Doctor. It's like, Doctor.
I found my name.
You can have Goddess.
My name is going to be... My name is going to be Goddess Nikki.
You can have the title Goddess and Sorcerer. Holy shit.
Yes? What about Wizard?
Grandmaster Brain Wizard.
Grandmaster Brain Wizard?
Grandmaster Brain Wizard.
Grandmaster Brain Wizard.
Where are you finding this?
Flying Missionary.
That's my favorite sexual position, by the way. The Flying Missionary.
Jetpack!
Oh my God.
Doctor of Space and Time.
What the fuck?
the doctor.
Can I have more than one?
I honestly don't know.
You know what? We're going to have to make ranking systems.
Lay sister. Wink.
Hey. Lay sister?
There you go, fucking looking rock. At me again.
You can have Rock, the title Rock. Rock Paris.
Rock Paris.
Minister of Music. Holy shit, what the fuck?
Minister of Peace.
Missionary. There is missionary.
What about missionary?
There's missionary, missionary doctor, healer, missionary of music, missionary priest.
You can, and then you can level up to flying missionary.
So wait, but where is this? Like, what like group are you looking
padre.
At?
Oh, hold on, <There's> padre. I guess that's Spanish for father. So
yeah, there you go.
Peace counselor.
I just looked up titles for like I know you can get different titles, but I didn't know you could buy them.
Yeah, well, in fact, I became an ordained minister for free. So, yeah.
For free?
But I am legally by like sorceress. Infinity Church or Unlimited Church or something.
I want to be a sorceress.
You can become a legally recognized ordained minister.
Rock doctor.
You can be rock doctor. RD. Shepherd. I'm almost done. Life coach.
No.
Time lord.
Time lord. What the fuck are you kidding me?
Okay. But isn't that a time and space doctor anyway? I mean,
yeah.
I'm a scribe.
I'm starting to think that some of these titles are like created.
Yeah, I assume.
And then seer,
shaman, wizard,
child of the universe.
Okay. That sounds like a weird, like, wizard, feminist thing.
Shaman,
wizard,
you can be a shaman,
Swami, Lord of Time, the very esteemed, universal philosopher of absolute
large
reality,
dick sucker,
universal rabbi,
warlock.
Warlock, done.
Warlocks. All right, I didn't read all of them, but that
I
want to
be princess.
You can be princess, Nikki. You can be
princess, Nikki.
Can we start our own religion then, and just use some of those titles?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is from the Universal Life Church Monastery.
Yeah, that's where I'm an ordained minister at.
The monastery.org. That's what it's.
And what was the name of the church? It was
Universal Life Church Monastery.
Yeah, that's the place.
You can buy honorary religious titles for $13.99.
I'm buying honorary title of.
But yeah, you can go to that website and become an ordained minister.
The ULC has no hierarchical structure. However, titles of position and authority are available for the independent new churches and ministries.
Yeah, so there you go.
You receive a certificate with your name on it and yes. the same title.
Oh my fucking
Wait,
God.
Wait, is this for, like, ministers and stuff?
And every title is handwritten
by
our church
minister.
Scribe.
This is...
Like, these titles, they're for yeah. ministers?
Mm-hmm.
So like, you could like be Jerry. Princess.
Yes. And then you can legally, in the United States, marry people.
Or goddess.
Goddess. Done.
And you can wear, like, your fancy fucking bow tie... And your religious hat. When did we say
Can
we
I put
were...
that on, like, applications? I'm an ordained minister.
Yeah,
I
have.
Yeah. Honorary title. Princess.
And, like, on the top of your resume, just say goddess Ben.
Master of time and space, Benjamin Schaefer.
And the worst part is like, you're 100% telling the truth yeah. about your official, legally recognized title.
So, if I put on my resume what we're doing here, does that make me an initiate space ranger? Wait, I changed it. It's now tier 3 space ranger.
Tier 3 space ranger.
Promotion! Yeah. Nice! Good job, sir. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm still an interstellar Viking princess. So. Yeah.
You're just President Awesome. You need to come up. President Awesome. You and I have had the same titles forever. We should come up with new ones.
Yeah.
I'm tired of all the space dolphin training. They suck as, yeah. as trainees.
Wait, do we all have space names?
Yeah, I guess we do. Except President Awesome.
What I think I was like Land Narwhal something Aider.
No. Land Narwhal Annihilator?
No, I think it was like Land Narwhal Subjugator or something like that.
Subjugator?
I don't know what I'm subjugating up to.
I might change mine to Queen of Arendelle.
There you go. I don't know what I'll change mine to.
Guys, I think in my imaginary free time that I fucking have, I want to take up blacksmithing.
Okay,
I would join you.
Yeah,
I know
too.
Someone that's a blacksmith.
I know how to.
Maybe
we should go arching next Sunday.
We'll go talk to him at the Renaissance Festival.
Nikki won't be here, but I will.
Damn it, Nikki!
I'm leaving on Tuesday.
Okay,
so I won't be here for the next podcast.
I leave
sadly.
This weekend.
Hey Ben, what's up?
I'm down for whatever, as long as it's after like 4 o'clock.
No, I'm saying the podcast because I guess neither of them are going to be here next week.
Oh yeah, we're going to do it.
He keeps messaging us.
Who?
Sigh.
The end. Yeah. I didn't want to like talk about him on the podcast.
Yeah, we can talk about
Sigh. No,
he keeps messaging.
I was
like,
kind of totally okay with him coming, but it's just the timing.
A minute. I have a minute to answer, and all I have to do is mop. Thumbs up.
But
we're
almost done. We're halfway through the podcast. By the time it's actually off and we're there, it's yeah. Apparently, I made plans that I don't remember.
You could just cancel your plans.
Probably.
Just do it. We'll go do stuff.
Drugs. We're gonna do drugs.
Okay.
No,
says
drugs.
You.
Says me. Who's says never Nikki. Done drugs ever.
Technically, you do caffeine.
I fucking love caffeine.
He called you out.
I love caffeine. I'm a caffeine junkie.
All right, turn your vibrate off, Nikki.
Yeah,
your vibrator is coming up on the podcast.
Vibrator.
No.
I am vigorously shaking Nikki at the moment. We're already halfway
through.
He
knows her.
Yep. I get it. Awesome, you're getting dangerously close to kicking the mic stand. Like, you're shaking your foot.
It.
I mean, you haven't yet, but you're, like, really close.
Ow.
Wow, that sounded fantastic. I'm jealous. Oh, man, we've only got, like, 2 or 3 or 4 more podcasts in this room.
I know.
All right, so podcast 53, our 1 year anniversary. You guys better fucking be
Top
here.
Top Hat and Monocle Party?
Top Hat and Monocle live stream.
Wins 53.
Will that be like New Year's?
I have no idea.
No, it'll be after New Year's, I think.
Am I going to be gone?
Wednesday the 24th is next podcast, which is Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And then the Wednesday after that is 31st, which is New Year's Eve.
Holy shit.
That's a Wednesday?
Yeah.
I'm leaving on a Wednesday? Oh my god.
Yeah, you are.
Oh.
You son of a bitch.
Okay, so, but I'll be here for the last live stream. Or the last podcast. Not the last podcast, your podcast.
I'm not sure if I'll be here.
Should we do it? We can record it off schedule.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like, I think I'll be in Texas still.
Oh, motherfucker.
Well, we'll figure that out later.
We will indeed. We'll have to have everyone there for that one. Let's go. Can we have, like, all the guests except one? Past podcast?
Yes. Yes.
We're going to ignore
all the podcast guests.
So we'll have, like, Nick, Sai. Was Dan on one?
Yeah, Dan was on one.
Okay, so we'll have Nick, Sai, and Dan here.
Yeah, and we'll just throw all the mics in one room and just, like, casually place them around the room. We'll use all of them.
Okay.
Because why not?
All the mics.
Fuck it.
Are we all sitting in this room? Use our phones as microphones, too.
We're going to be upstairs because we're going to live stream it, but yeah. So that'll be a thing.
Cool.
So I learned how to longboard today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty okay at it. I always assumed that was going to be one of those things I was just never, ever, ever going to be able to do. But I did all right.
Never, good ever, you, ever.
Yeah, I was all right at longboarding. I just never wanted to buy a longboard. Yeah. So much money.
Yeah, they're expensive.
I choose life.
And I have a car, you know.
Yeah.
It's like practical if you don't have a car, but if you have a car, it's like...
Yeah.
I choose life, because if I tried to do it, I would fall on my face.
See, that's what I thought, too, but I didn't die, so...
Yeah.
Sorry, I was...
No, sorry.
I noticed that, like, people were looking at me. I was like,
oh. Words are working and stuff.
Yeah.
Words and stuff.
I'm pulling up my notes.
That Coke gave me heartburn.
That's depressing.
It's really depressing, because I love vanilla
I think it's
Coke.
More like acid reflux, not heartburn.
Whatever!
There's a difference.
Is it, though? I always thought those were kind of whatever. Indigestion, I think, is heartburn. It's so, the same thing.
Speaking of like dates and stuff, have any of y'all seen the new Xbox Christmas pack for Minecraft?
No.
It it's your typical Minecraft type pack. You know, certain things are presents, and like when it rains, it snows, like extra snow. And but the cool thing is that the Nether is instead of like a you know how like the Nether always has that red tinge. To like,
yes.
To fade away. Mm-hmm. It's blue. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Really? Coolest thing you've ever seen?
Ever. Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm going to die and I'm going to think of the blue Nether.
Yeah, when you're in that last moment when your life is flashing before your eyes, you're only going to think of the blue Nether.
Yeah. It's going to be like,
thanks, honey.
Flash, 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 blue Nether and just fade away.
And then it's just going to stop and you're like, wait a second, go back. Hold on. Made my eye.
That's how I feel right now.
Yeah. Man, Fifi's a shitty dog. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah. Literally a shitty dog. She shits everywhere.
I know.
And looks like Master Splinter.
Looks like Master Splinter.
And a skunk.
I don't think
a mohawk.
I don't think you ever got my joke that I sent. When you screenshot your Google Music to show your Hanukkah playlist.
Yes.
Did you see my Hanukkah playlist?
Yeah.
What was it?
I edited it.
Okay, I was wondering. Sorry.
The Hanukkah playlist was like a minimalistic menorah.
Yeah.
And that looks like deer antlers. But yeah, it was a menorah. And then I screenshot. I said, funny, mine doesn't look that way. And then I juxtaposed a picture of a black and white rabbi going like this.
He was making like the rock symbol.
Yeah, sorry.
Awesome. Yeah.
It was like the devil horns, which is kind of ironic.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
Oh, so on my way here, I passed over... a certain milestone on my Jeep.
What's that?
My mileage is now 666. Over 9,000!
You only have 9,000 miles on your Jeep?
Well, it's 9,004. Or 90,000. What the 90, fuck? 000. I'm an idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
You fucked up the joke.
I was about to say, you don't drive your Jeep that much.
I was going to say, like, damn, I could go 9,000 miles in a week if I tried hard enough.
Yeah. All you gotta do is drive back and forth from
California.
That's
what the Nether looks like. I guess I can send this to you for the link dump if you really want a shitty picture.
Is that like permanent now or?
It no, really, that's what the Christmas theme.
It honestly looks like Under the Sea, like SpongeBob.
Under the Sea.
It looks like the.
Under the Sea.
Like on a pineapple now.
Part of. There's a special. Not special, but there's an area in League Olympics? Of Legends. No.
Right, area in League of Legends.
Area. In League of Legends, not Aryan League of Legends. We're not Nazis here.
Shut up! I can't talk.
Yes,
that was just a picture.
Yeah, you might send that too.
But okay, there's an area in League of Legends that looks like that.
I'll send the screenshot.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, but I believe you.
And like it looks like the Nether in the Christmas update.
Nether,
it's all blue and
I'm still dumb. I'm just I can't.
Nether.
God damn it,
dicks.
saying God damn it on a religious holiday. That's
yeah, but it's not fair. It's like an 8-day religious holiday. It's like,
it depends on what God you're talking kind of about.
Good behavior.
You're not talking about the Jewish God.
No, no, no. We're talking about the flying spaghetti monster.
But he's not a god. He's the flying spaghetti monster.
He's a god.
He's a god, though.
He's considered the god of that religion.
Yeah.
True.
His tentacliness.
The deity.
Yeah, that deity, religion. That's what it is. Words.
Whatever.
Yeah, here I have been touched by his noodly appendage or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be an ordained minister.
The girl said that about me. She'd been touched by my noodly appendage.
All right.
End podcast. No, I'm kidding.
No, we're too early for that. Sorry.
I took her sock off inside of her shoe.
Why would you do that?
Because
he's an asshole.
Because he's an asshole.
Is asshole a title you can get?
Asshole. Lord Asshole.
How would you shorten that out?
L.A.
L.A.
L.A.H.
I don't get it.
Lord Asshole.
Oh,
Lord Asshole. Lord Asshole. Oh, can you get Lord or Lady as a title?
No, that's a...
can we get knighted? Where can we get knighted?
Aristocrat.
By the queen.
How can we meet the queen and be knighted?
We'd have to be very special.
And what hold her at gunpoint.
Ah, there you go. That's an idea. I feel like as knights, we'd have to hold her at knife point.
We're going to get Interpol and bust down the doors. Good thing you're moving. To an undisclosed location.
Oh man.
Let's get knighted. That does sound awesome. How do you get knighted?
What's that smell?
Well, you know what? Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna buy an island. It's gonna be an independent nation. I will be King Ben the First, and then I will knight all of you.
Did you know you all can right. actually
who
claim
said you
independence
get to be king?
From the U.S.?
Yeah.
There's like a part. This guy has his own property, and like he doesn't pay taxes to the U.S. or anything. And if you look on a map, it's like a black spot. Like when you look at the U.S. map, he doesn't apply to the U.S.
Where is it?
I honestly don't know. It's like the Republic of Dave, or no, maybe that's in.
And
Fallout.
How do you do that?
The Republic.
I don't
of
know,
Dave.
But there's a few places like that. Nikki, your legs are.
Because I would like love to buy Davis Island.
And declare independence.
And just declare it its own country.
The Stop. Isles of Dave.
It's just falling. The My Isles feet are falling. Dave.
I love the thought that even though we don't know a Dave, well, we do know a Dave, but...
He's not important enough to name islands after.
Yeah, but we're still going to call it the Isle of... Oh, because well, Davis Island, I'm a fucking moron.
Yeah, you are a fucking moron.
But it was Davis, not
this
Dave.
This is why I'm the king, damn it.
I think Davis was the last name.
Can I be the angry king? The angry King Ben?
The mad King Ben.
Yeah, that's what we were trying to stay away from.
Yeah, because it's Mad King Ryan, but...
The Fury King.
So... There's a picture Joey took of me where I had just recently shaved, and I looked just like Ryan Haywood.
Yeah.
Who?
Guy from Mad King. Teeth. Mad King Ryan.
Ryan Haywood, you blow me?
Yeah.
That guy. Yeah.
I don't know.
Is his last name hyphenated? Because that would be a perfect hyphenated last name. Haywood, you blow me?
Haywood, you blow me?
Okay, we need to get a female. Legally change her last name to Jablomi. And then get them married. And then make them have kids. And have that a very long family line. And that will be our life's accomplishments.
Oh, that's it?
The Hey, Would You Blow Me family.
Oh, man.
Worst fucking human beings I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're up there. Probably worse than Hitler.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Nah.
Says the Jew.
Says the Jew.
Never mind.
Can we say offensive jokes on here?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like Jewish offensive jokes?
Sure. Obviously.
It's the second day of Hanukkah, really?
Hey, it's the second day of Hanukkah, therefore that means there are going to be two podcasts that fall on Hanukkah.
Wow.
Is there?
Yeah.
But we post these... Never mind.
The only other large date... what's the word? Viewance?
Observation?
Observation of viewance.
Kwanzaa?
Viewance, that's good.
No, no.
Christopher Hunter, Kwanzaa.
Observation yes. that will hold more podcasts is Black History Month. That'll hold four, maybe.
That's not a holiday, though.
It's a large...
It's a way to promote racism.
Observation.
It is. And there's a black guy who said it.
Morgan Freeman, actually,
it was
the black
Freeman,
guy.
And he said that,
that's
know,
a some black guy.
Instead of, yeah, some black guy. who said that we shouldn't have a Black History Month because that gives like people a sense of entitlement and reminds us of why things happen and that we can't move forward if we keep
focusing on the past. Yeah, exactly. And if Morgan Freeman said it, damn it, it's the truth.
Morgan Freeman has been cast as God twice.
What else was he with God?
I don't know, but there was a...
The second movie?
Yeah.
All right.
It was a Fibbage question that he'd been cast as God twice.
No, he was cast as Jesus.
Jesus.
Well, that's, you know...
Same difference.
God, Jesus, that's semantics. Man, we've talked about religion a lot on this podcast.
We're in the middle of a religious holiday.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I want to say my Jewish joke, but I'm not sure if I should...
Oh, just say it, damn it.
I read it on 4chan, so oh, just good. For a heads up.
All right.
How do you get a Jewish girl's number?
How?
Roll up her sleeve.
Ooh! Holocaust
oh my god, that was bad.
That's a good one.
That's bad.
That wasn't even that bad.
No.
You can leave it out.
It could have been. No, it wasn't that. No, it could have been much worse.
Like, mine are worse than that. Yeah. Like, what's the difference between a pizza and a Jew? Pizza doesn't scream when you put it in the oven.
Yeah, that's worse.
Hey, those are worse.
Yeah, no, we're fine.
Is it because you're Jewish you're allowed to say these jokes?
Yes.
Yeah, plus I just don't give a fuck anymore. Bless you, sir.
Bless you.
That was...
Man, this podcast has been all over the place.
It is.
This is the first time we've all been back together now. 2 weeks in a row.
No, we're all back together. We're one big happy family.
Yeah. We need more microphones.
Beautiful.
Snort Coke every day. Just kidding.
But vanilla Coke.
Crack we would, but we ran out.
I would not snort vanilla Coke. That's a terrible idea. That's how you drown.
Yeah, and actually Coke kind of burns when you do that.
Yeah.
By the way, then you get like sugar everywhere and it's all bad.
People make a big deal that 4chan is such like a bad place to be. When I was scrolling through there.
It's really slash B.
Well, I was on B. And there was this huge post and it said... Addie Fawcett is a 6-year-old living in Utah. Doctors have told her family that this could be her last Christmas. She stopped growing when she was 3 years old last year. An MRI showed that she had extensive atrophy in her brain. And all she wants for Christmas is Christmas cards. Strangers have already started sending them.
So they sent her Christmas cards?
Yeah. They sent her a link. And they said you can send your cards to her address in a P.O. box.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And there were a lot of people that responded like, hey, yeah, I'll do this, sure.
Like not being... Typical 4chan dicks about it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, 4chan, they're, you know, it's offensive, but, you know, everyone expects to be offensive.
Yeah, did you hear about the interview what has now been recalled from theaters?
Really?
Yeah, that movie about trying to kill Kim Jong-un. Because apparently he's some... What?
Because I guess he, like, exists, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know North Korea already said they were upset about it.
Well, duh,
fucking shit. Yeah.
But I guess some hacker or something posted some threat on Pastebin anonymously, which I don't understand how that makes him a hacker, because he...
You just click the anonymous tag?
Right, yeah, I didn't read the full story, so maybe I'm anonymous. But whatever he posted made it, and now that all these theaters are like saying, no, we're not going to have the movie, and Sony had to pull the movie. So.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I was actually looking forward to it. It looked kind of funny.
I would have watched it once.
Funny. Yeah, it was Seth Rogen and...
but
James Franco.
James Franco.
The ad was on the movie trailers that we just watched.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, just today is when they made that announcement. Sony made that announcement. So, now it's probably going to go straight to DVD and be wildly successful because people will buy the first movie that was ever canceled from theaters because of a terrorist.
So fucking stupid.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because I Spit on Your Grave, when that was renewed, that went dead and to go to theaters. I don't know if y'all know what that is.
Nope. No.
That's a pretty gross movie. Let's just leave it at that.
All right, cool. I'll download it.
I'll watch it later. Worse than Human Centipede?
Is it on iTunes?
Yeah. Maybe.
Cool. I got iTunes credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually found an iTunes gift card.
I have a couple of them in my drawer still.
I think I have like $50 worth, but I'll be like, is it still DRM laced?
No, they haven't had DRM for a while.
Thank you.
Okay. Because I remember like when DRM was a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Believe it or not, iTunes is one of the first people to like remove DRM from their content.
Huh.
And I remember that being like a big deal, especially for Apple.
Besides the actual products.
Well,
if there was a physical term.
No, I'm saying like Apple. The ones who like had it at one point and removed it.
Yeah.
There were plenty of DRM free options before that, but yeah.
Like certain illegal ones.
What?
Yeah. Pirate Bay is down. That's a thing. They were raided by Swedish police, and the Pirate Bay founders are like, yeah, we don't give a fuck. That's it. Pirate Bay is still down, but they're just like, yeah, the internet seems to be doing just fine without us. So that's interesting.
I think they're rebuilding or continuing on their little project with the, I don't know, I told one of y'all this, but they have a plan to put like mini servers on quadricopters.
Oh, I think we're talking about that last podcast, actually.
Oh, possibly. Well, I'll just repeat it for Ben's sake, the TLDR version. Quadricopter servers, they disperse and then come back together and create a server and then disperse and come out on international waters.
So, like, nobody can go find that shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
If you seize one quadricopter, you don't seize the whole thing.
Right. And then, plus, you have redundancy at that point. So, even if they get one quadricopter, they just bring down the other ones. Shit's impressive.
It's very impressive. That's fucking smart.
Yeah. And not to mention, like, sure, the Pirate Bay's down, but there's so many other torrent sites out there. It's like...
Yeah.
Like, torrenting didn't go down at all. Like, I don't know what they think they're accomplishing.
Of course, torrenting is only used for downloading ISOs of Linux.
Of course, yes, absolutely. And there's that one, like, Red Hot Chili Peppers album that they that they released on Pirate Bay.
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. I think it's them. It might be somebody else, but it was a pretty rememberable band that, like, people knew.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, indie bands that do that.
Yeah, there's a lot of indie bands, but this was a band that, like, everybody knew kind of deal.
But that's like the only
YouTube
thing.
Magically that's installed the only thing their that, CD on every yeah, fucking
something
Apple
like
device.
That, exactly.
I fucking hate you two.
Wait, what?
What?
No, he hates us.
What?
They put their album on every single fucking Mac computer. Or
no, every single Apple iPhone.
Device. Oh my god!
Every iPhone on the update. When every iPhone updated, they got the album.
Yeah.
No, you know what's really weird is like I plug my tablet in, my iPad into my car and play music,
mm-hmm.
and like there's a random U2 song that comes up.
That's what we're talking about.
But it doesn't play the song. That's it just because, comes up on my radio. I'm like, why?
That's because you probably own it, but it's not installed yet.
Right, because that's what they did. And they actually pulled them, I think. And I know U2 actually complained to Apple that like they really fucked them over, but they signed up for that. I don't know if they thought it was going to happen.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
We're
going to
give away our album for free and then make money off of it.
Yeah. And piss people off because everybody loves being forced free shit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't complain about free shit if I want it.
If it's optional.
Yeah. But don't fucking.
If I can go out of my way to download free shit, I am all for that. But.
Yeah. I mean,
actually handing me free shit, like, I hate walking through the Marshall Student Center at USF on a Wednesday because it's just people constantly, here, take this. I don't want your shit. Stop handing me stuff.
I don't want your shitty mixtape. I don't like your music.
Don't hand me stuff.
Yeah, I don't like to be handed things.
Just buy a shirt that says, don't hand me shit.
There you go. Yeah, and I'll just wear it strictly on Wednesdays at USF.
Yeah.
That's an excellent idea. Let's make shirts of that, because I want one too.
But then you can't wear a vest, because then it's going to say, like, don't shit.
Well, that's appropriate too. That's fine.
I want a don't hand me shit.
Pro constipation.
Can we start dressing, like, absurdly nice for everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, suit, like, dress pants and vests and jackets.
I'm not gonna wear that shit
dresses.
To my job.
That's impossible. You can't dress absurdly nice.
You can just dress nice.
Dressing nice isn't absurd.
You're right. Can we dress nice, like, for everything?
I just want to grow my facial hair back out so I can, like, look sophisticated and get a monocle. And...
Yeah, I got an adjustable razor. It'll be here Friday.
I actually need a monocle because I have 20/60 vision in my right eye.
Whoa! Mr. Perfect Eyesight over here has no longer got perfect eyesight.
Basically.
That's depressing.
Like, I can see perfectly out of my left eye.
I'm like 2,500 or something stupid.
Joey's legally blind in most states.
I think my sister is.
Yeah, she is.
My sister's vision is like I can barely function without my glasses, and she's like a full 3 points worse than I am.
Fifi sees better than her.
Probably true.
And we're pretty sure Fifi's
Master
blind.
Master Splinter.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Master Splinter can see better than she can.
Is that why your sister dates the boy she dates?
Oh!
She doesn't own a mirror either.
Well, that's probably why she thinks she's hot.
Oh, all right. It's shitting on Joey's sister part of the stream.
Act podcast. Like you care.
I don't. The only this is even worse. The only reason I care is because I don't want to seem like that big of an asshole on the podcast. But yeah.
Everything I've said has been justified, and if you ever meet her, people of the internet, you will understand.
Tenfold.
Yeah. Tenfold.
Yeah. right, well,
I'm being nice.
Yeah, we're close to wrapping up time.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
It's that time.
It's that time.
Goodbye, farewell, singing songs, blah blah blah.
We should go out on a song.
Yeah. No, I don't know what song. We can't do Sizing. He's not here.
Man, that Ohio is for Lovers song came on in the car the other day.
Oh my God. Did you start cracking up?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. What's going to be our outro song? Come on, guess.
Yeah. Yeah.